My name is Prafula Krishna Das. I'm from Brazil, and I'm visiting Srila Govinda Maharaj here in India after 2 years. I'm very happy to report that Srila Govinda Maharaj looks in quite good health, better than when I saw him last time. He's speaking most mornings on his veranda in the Nupak Temple in Calcutta. While in Calcutta, I also saw how the 21st century internet advances have already arrived at our doorsteps. And now, the vision of internet conferencing live with His Divine Grace Srila Govinda Maharaj from India to the whole world is becoming much closer to being reality. Having myself just arrived from Brazil, I asked Shripad Goswami Maharaj if he'd like to give a class to the devotees back home in São Paulo. The main weekly program in São Paulo is on Saturday mornings. It was Saturday late afternoon here in India. And Goswami Maharaj enthusiastically coordinated this with Bhuvana Mohan Prabhu that he would give the class on Saturday all the way from West Bengal. What we're about to hear is something of a historic event, for we are able to share the first internet class given to the other side of the world from India to Brazil. Shripad Goswami Maharaj takes up the story from here.
Bhuvan Mohan Prabhu. Srimad Bhuvan Mohan Das Prabhu Ki Jai, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai, Nithai Go Premanande. How are you, Prabhu?
Nice to hear you, Maharaj.
Is the connection okay?
Yes, perfect.
Hello. I'm hearing you very well.
Yeah, he's okay.
And I think it is important to hear you because the first time I met you was really through hearing. When I was on the BBT library party and we stopped off, we would distribute books to professors during the week and then head for the nearest temple. And the nearest temple that week was in Washington, D.C., which was headed by Brishakapi Prabhu and Sureshri Didi. And we had the delight. At that time, devotees, you know, Prabhupada would give some indication and people would sort of go overboard. So he said something about eating once a day. So, and, you know, trying to stave the anxiety that maybe they wouldn't be satisfied, devotees were having these feasts at like 10 o'clock in the morning. With pancakes, waffles, dal, rice, sabji, pakoras, gulab jamuns, halva, cake, pie, you know, different types of juices, so that they just might be able to make it through the day. So when we showed up there, while we were taking this extraordinary feast at around 9 o'clock in the morning, there was this one gentleman with a more or less hypnotic voice who was reading Krishna book to all the devotees, and he was known as Ambu Jaksha Das, and we were just totally taken by his sincerity, his presentation, and the heartfelt feeling he was expressing by reading these stories for the edification of the devotees. And of course later he became known as Bhuvan Mohan Prabhu. So, it's important that I hear you.
It's my great fortune.
It's our great fortune to be connected with the Vaishnavas.
You've had your affection for so many years.
Throughout. Srila Guru Maharaj, he said once, he quoted to me, which was obscure, a poet named Magha, who wrote a book called the Shishupal Vad, which we might think, well, what is that? You know, like what Shishupal spoke. Because we know Shishupal delivered 100 insults to Krishna. So what kind of poem is this? But we've heard that really Krishna consciousness is based upon interpretation. The same as theism is based upon interpretation. The same sort of data, what you see before your eyes are seen by theists and atheists alike. But how we interpret that qualifies one as a atheist theist, novice theist, medium level, or advanced level devotee. So we're told from a higher point of view that all Shishupal's intention was to insult Krishna, to blaspheme Krishna. We hear in the Gita, Mam hi partha vyapasrita yepishu papayonio, striyo vaisha tata shudras tepi yanti paramgatim. That Krishna is so wonderful and merciful. If you have any connection with him, however remote, on what level, no matter how deeply one might be entrenched in Maya, if one is even has the intention of insulting Krishna, they'll become purified. So it's mentioned by the higher devotees that sometimes the goddess Saraswati, who governs speech, song, poetry, that sometimes she puts words in the mouths of demons. So they mean to say one thing and they end up glorifying Krishna in the process. So Shishupal was telling, you Narasimha, you're this, you're that. So he's saying, you're a Narasimha. But the higher devotees say, the goddess of Saraswati filtered that sounds through her devotion and it turned into Narottam. Instead of saying, you're the lowest among men, he's saying, you're the highest man. There's no one higher than you. Jagatatulyam adaita daita. There's no one higher than Krishna. There's no one more wonderful than you. So we had our experience also that the famous statement everyone's heard, religion is the opiate of the people. And we hear, the greatest hits of Marx, Lenin, etc. We always hear, religion is the opiate of the people. Did you hear that? Did you know about that? And once he was asked that to him, where did he think religion really took the people? When someone was deeply under the influence of religion, what could we expect? Where does it all go, ultimately? And he meant this as the great insult. He said, the highest form of religious expression, the ultimate religious conception, it doesn't get any higher or better than this, folks, is the Jagannath Rath Yatra in Puri. Yes, because he was thinking, these foolish people, they're worshipping this idol on a chariot, and we've heard, from our British friends, sometimes they're even throwing themselves before the deity and with offering themselves, seeking mukti. So he meant it as this is where religion goes, folks. If you want to know what it's all about, ultimately, it's just envision the Jagannath Rath Yatra in Puri, then you'll know what the ultimate religious expression is. So, we're not in disagreement. Somehow, Saraswati is using him as an instrument. You always see her playing a sitar or a veena. So she's causing him to vibrate the absolute truth. There is no higher expression. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has repeatedly relished that position which celebrates union and separation. We're told that the pain of separation, of love and separation, penetrates a deeper region of heart than the joy of union. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose two areas to revisit repeatedly. One being the zenith of separation, of Radharani and Brajagopis meeting Krishna after 100 years of separation in Kurukshetra. That is the celebration of the Jagannath Rath Yatra. We must preface this remarks by mentioning his Brajagopis. They have so much love and affection for Krishna. They cannot tolerate his separation for a nanosecond. So, when the eyes blink, they're totally upset and disturbed. Shobhana Krishna, the beautiful beauty of Krishna is out of view momentarily. Kandarpa koti kamani avishesha shobham. How beautiful is Krishna? We're told if 10 million cupids with their power of charm and seduction were to personify in one, it would be a hint of the all-attracted beauty of reality, the beautiful Krishna. So when the eyes blink, they're cursing Brahma, the creator. You don't know how to make eyes. You fool! Why did you make eyes that blink? So those Brajagopis, who the blinking of an eye to them is like yugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravishayitam, like a day of Brahma. How much time is that? Sahasra yuga parjantam ohor yad brahmanovidu. 4,300,000,000 years is one day of Brahma. This is, we find in the pastimes of Krishna and the heartfelt expressions of devotees, the demonstration of such principles as the expansion and contraction of time and space. So those Brajagopis, that moment was like a day of Brahma. They'd been separated from Krishna, for 100 years. So how intolerable was that to them? So on the plea of observing the solar eclipse, they traveled to Kurukshetra, as did Krishna and his Dwaraka entourage, Krishna as a king. And they met there after 100 years of separation. And Srila Guru Maharaj tells us that service, according to the intensity of its necessity, draws remuneration. Srimati Radharani, necessity, service necessity, reaches its zenith at this point. He gave a wonderful example that's prescient in light of the present circumstances. It's now, you may have heard, there's something called the World Cup. Have you heard of that in Brazil? So the World Cup is being celebrated, right? And we see that if the football comes, if it's in the midfield going back and forth, the people are not responding so much. But if it goes near the goal and comes very, very close, especially after 90 minutes, after a long time, and almost they score, but they miss, you hear 100,000 people in unison groan. They go, as if, you know, the end of the world has come. The object of their life's, aspiration was before them. Long at last, the goal, they had a chance to reach it, and it could not be achieved. And all, 100,000 people groan in unison. So Srila Guru Maharaj said, just try to conceive of the intensity of Brajagopis and Radharani being before the goal of their life, of their eyes, of their hearts, love and affection. They've met after 100 years of intolerable separation, and they cannot meet in the desired way. They're devastated. So at that time, her service necessity from her entourage is greatest. So the connoisseurs of Krishna consciousness, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Sarasvati Thakur, have identified this point as worthy of dedicating all of one's energy to. Why is this our strategy as opposed to direct approach? You know so much about cooking. We know if someone is a master chef, you say you have your ingredients, some potatoes, this, whatever it might be, whatever little bit you've acquired, you can try and do something with that yourself and maybe come up with something acceptable, edible. But if you take your ingredients and you give them to a master chef, they will convert those raw elements into a nectarine substance, you'll be astonished by the taste that you receive from that. It will far exceed your individual capacity to infuse that with any thing substantial. So the strategy of devotees is to take our serving energy and offer that to the connoisseur, to the higher devotee, who is Radharani's delegation, and they're offering up to her. She alone knows how to serve Krishna, how to make Krishna happy. Life isn't fun for Krishna without Radharani and her presence. Shyamalila Avalambam, the whole sweet pastimes of Krishna, everything he envisions is not complete without her, is tasteless without her. So the devotees, rather than exceeding their constitutional capacity and trying to approach Krishna directly, they're taking their energy and offering it to Guru, Radharani's delegation, and it's being offered up and converted miraculously into some nectarine substance. And out of gratitude, she's rewarding her serving group, saying, here, have a taste of what we're relishing on our own plate. So this is wisely the strategy of the devotees, to pinpoint where is the greatest necessity for service and offer their energy there. So we're thinking of that at this time because the Rath Yatra festival is approaching. And thanks to Mr. Marx and Mr. Lenin, they've given us proper direction that we'll find the ultimate wealth and highest expression of religious conception there. And Mahaprabhu couldn't be in a more agreement. That was his, one of the two things that he chose to relish repeatedly. Are you still there?
Oh.
Oh, so what I wanted to say was that Srila Guru Maharaj, he quoted the poet Magha and his Shishupal Bhag, speaking about the benefit of sadhu sangha, association with a substantial devotee of Krishna, said that if you have the good fortune to have the association of a pure devotee in your life, that's certainly indicative of an auspicious present, and even of a more auspicious future that awaits one in a life of service. But it's also indicative of some past connection that we may not be able to clearly identify or articulate, but it must be there. He said, so we learn from him that the association of devotee is auspicious, past, present, and future. So I know my past association with you is good, Bhuvan Mohan Prabhu. My present association with you is good. And our future association will even be better.
I'm always hoping to be able to associate with you. You know, through this technology, the computing technology,
yes.
Apple to Apple, so nice.
Yes, it is. That when someone might be bewildered and think, why are the sadhus using all this technology? That also came in the time of Srila Saraswati Thakur. And his response was very surprising, original, and instructive. He said, actually, the latest technology should only be allowed to be used by sadhus, those who are Krishna conscious, because only they have a legitimate right to use it, because they're conveying something substantial. So we aspire to that. And we think that he may be blessing us with this attempt now, that he would be happy to hear we're sitting here in Gaudadesh, Gauramandalabhumi, Deva Chintamani Mani, the land of Bengal, Mahaprabhu's land, Gauda, Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Srila Guru Maharaj said, Gauda, it means the land of sweetness, Madhura. Like Gauda, from Gauda we go to Gur, and from Gur, like that, he traced it. The land of sweetness. Vrindavan is here, Gupta Vrindavan, and it's in its distribution mode. Every atom of Navadvip is distributing Vrindavan in full. So that we're here by our good fortune, situated at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, and Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, and so many affectionate servitors, and we have this opportunity to have your association. We're more than happy with our lives. You can understand there's some meaningful, there's some purpose. And Srila Saraswati Thakur, we know he would be pleased with this sort of transaction. He told that the Brihat Mridanga, that the printing press, was the Brihat Mridanga. We know a Mridanga, you can hear it for a block, a few blocks. But he said the printing press was the Brihat Mridanga. But if that's a Brihat Mridanga, then how shall we conceive of the internet as the Maha? Maha, 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 Brihad Murdangam. Now we're beating that drum.
And here next to Patala Loka is this wonderful equipment.
Yeah. But what did someone say about Brazil? It was like a subterranean heavenly planet. A celestial hell. Because it's so beautiful there. You think, this is the kind of hell I could get used to if I learned to work it. Also, I told His Divine Grace, Srila Govinda Maharaj, this morning about our Harikatha of this moment. And he began beaming and was very happy. And we told if he were to come by at this time, naturally we would invite him to send his blessings. But he said he's sending his blessings anyway, and that we shall report to him the success of this. And within a week or so, we should have an improved broadband connection, so that we should be able to broadcast video of His Divine Grace live, and you'll hear Him, see Him, get His blessings, and He'll also field some questions.
Now these Skype,
yes,
do conference call also.
Yes.
And the other people online.
Uh-huh. Yes, like right now, if, you know, I realize we could be talking to Moscow also. Yeah, our connection here is not the best. It's supposed to improve within a week.
Okay. So my dandavas to all you devotees, all the devotees here in Brazil, the other side of the world, trying to serve you, that we're here. We are all very happy to be connected in this most miraculous way.
Yes.
Hello?
I can hear you. Anyway, we're seeing the potential that right now Moscow could be online, as could America and Germany.
Yes, you could be teaching online to several countries.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
So it's, I think now we're going to be going to take prasadam with His Divine Grace. But I want to convey His blessings to all the devotees who are assembled there. And of course to you, Bhuvan Mohan Prabhu. And I want to express my appreciation for giving this opportunity for me to say something in glorification of Srila Guru Maharaj, and His Krishna conception, and Mahaprabhu. And Hare Krishna.
Jai Maharaj. All the assembled devotees, Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj ki
jai.
Sridhar Goswami Maharaj ki
jai.
Brihat Brihat Brihat
jai. Nithai go Premanande.
Go
Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Dhanyavad.
Dhanyavad.